Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in this day and age, we all know not to drive drunk. My kids know, don't drive drunk. Don't drink and drive. Call an Uber. Don't drink and drive. Never mix alcohol with the wheel. All sorts of little things we've heard all over the years. And Gen Zs are just as well-versed as those of us who are Gen X or Baby Boomers. And interestingly, we have Paul Pelosi, who is the husband of the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, drunk driving. Gets caught, gets into an accident, I believe injures the other party. And we really haven't heard much. In fact, you couldn't, it was so hush-hush. I remember when it happened, you know, I was like, huh, that's interesting. Nobody talked about it. And he's 82 years old. You would think an 82-year-old would know not to get behind a vehicle. I think he went to a dinner party. His blood alcohol level was 0.8%, but we're told his eyes were red and he was slurring his words, allegedly. According to CNN, his lawyer, Amanda Bevins, appeared on his behalf at an arraignment in Napa County Superior Court in California, entered a plea of not guilty. Pelosi, Paul Pelosi, was arrested on May 28th. He was involved in a collision at night. I think it was about 8 o'clock at night. I don't remember. So he did not appear in court. He's going to remain free on his own recognizance and is due back in court August 23rd. He was attempting to cross SR 29 in late May when his 2021 Porsche was hit by a 2014 Jeep traveling northbound on the road. The vehicles both sustained major collision damage, and I think we were told both cars were totaled. The complaint noted that Pelosi was operating his vehicle while under the influence of an alcoholic beverage and a drug, and under their combined influence, was impaired. Authorities had said in the complaint that when asked for ID at the scene, he handed the officers both his license and an $11.99 foundation card. The foundation is the California Highway Patrol charity, which provides emergency assistance to California Highway Patrol employees and scholarships to their children. You know, my husband tried to do that where he put a sticker saying, I donated to the policeman's ball. He thought it helped, but he doesn't get pulled over a lot. So he was trying to get out of it. And what people don't realize is you might be able to get out of a speeding ticket, and I've gotten out of many speeding tickets, but once you're in an accident, once there, and, you know, there, it's so hard to, you know, the police officers are going to be doing everything on the up and up they can. You know, you can't ask for, what's the word for it? We call it protexia. You can't ask for, why am I having such trouble? I'm trying to pull words out of my vocabulary. And I do blame the fact that in other languages I use this word. You know, your quan. They try to pull favors. So the complaint noted that Pelosi was operating his vehicle under pause. I don't know what the second drug could have been, but the punishment would be up to 5 years of probation, a minimum of 5 days in jail, installation of an ignition interlock device, fines and fees, completion of a court-ordered drinking driver class, and other terms, according to a release by Napa County. Pelosi completed sobriety tests, and again, this isn't Nancy Pelosi, this is her husband, completed sobriety tests at the time of the incident, and he showed signs of impairment. He's a native to San Francisco and has been married to Nancy Pelosi since 1963. If I was married to her, I'd drink, but I wouldn't drink and drive. They have 5 children together. But it is scary to think that in this day and age, people would still run that risk. And the problem is when you do drink, or if you are, I don't know, have a Xanax on board or a Lortab or whatever, you aren't thinking straight. We expect individuals to, on their own, you know, make that decision, I'm not going to drink and drive. But people forget what they drank. They don't, you know, I do not want to, you know, criminalize alcohol, or, you know, alcohol should be legalized. But I think maybe we're going about this don't drink and drive wrong. You know, I mean, there have been women, you know, including myself, attacked by needing somebody else to drive. I wasn't drinking at the time, but my ride wanted to hook up with somebody. So I'm like, look, you finally found somebody, go. It's okay, I'll find a ride from somebody else. And sadly, that was not a good move for me. You know, as a lot of women find themselves in positions where they don't have a vehicle, they can't get themselves home. And so some people, if they do drink, they're like, you know what, it's safer for me just to get home. That's not right. And with crime going up, I hear people say that. It's safer to just get home. But if you drink, you can't do that. And drunk driving, the penalties for drunk driving is huge. I mean, the penalties are huge. I mean, you might not be able to get jobs later, jail time. But people think they can risk it. They think they won't get caught. The police are too busy. Oh, this guy gets into an accident. He's 82 years old. He knows better. And also, why do we have to drink till we're silly? Why do we do that? I understand having a cocktail at dinner. But, oh, let's finish the bottle of wine. Or, yeah, let's have more. Or let's, you know, some people, they just really can't get through who they're having dinner with, that they need to be buzzed. Well, that buzz already means you're at some level of impairment. Remember the Department of Transportation in some states were looking at stopping the alcohol level at one drink for women, because at one drink they're already demonstrating impairment? To be honest, and I got to be honest, and I don't want to be a party pooper, but one drink, especially if it's champagne, is a half a glass. I've already seen women start to be a little off. And I don't think they're faking it. For some of us, champagne especially rushes to your head. So you have a mimosa. That's enough to technically impair you. So really rethink about driving if you have any alcohol. 1-877-DOT-SELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing that I had noticed when I was getting older is you could be a target for crime for a variety of reasons. One is, if you have a purse that's flipping around and being swung around, somebody's going to run up and grab your purse and you're going to get mugged. All right? So I wore fanny packs, made the purse harder, or I wouldn't carry a purse. Put some money in my bra. I didn't have a car at the time. Would not be walking home from work. Lived on my own. So all I needed is a house key. Put the house key in a pocket or something, and then I was able to, you know, hopefully get home without getting mugged. Because I would get off shift at Jack in the Box at like 11, 11:15 at night, and then I'd have to walk back to my apartment, which wasn't in the best area. Thank God, God was with me and I was okay, you know, but still, you think back and, man, in this day and age, I could have easily been a target. So, also, you could be a target for rape, assault, so I would walk around with a racquetball racket. And I would think to myself, because I'd play racquetball on my breaks in between class, but if you walk around with a racquetball racket, somebody's probably less likely to go up to you, because you have a weapon in your hand, and you, everybody could see the racquetball racket. Tennis rackets are too big, but a racquetball racket, to me, is just so comfortable. I just love the feel of that. So, you know, when I would kind of go through that and try to navigate and get back to my apartment in one piece, I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, what if I'm older? What happens if I'm older? And I remember talking to, I don't know if it was a family member or friend, and they go, old people don't get robbed. And I go, what are you talking about? They go, old people never have anything in their purse. They don't have jewelry. They don't have a lot of money. Old people won't get robbed unless somebody's really, really desperate. Well, if that was an old adage or you know, a narrative at the time, it's not like that anymore. So a 70-year-old San Francisco woman was trying to get to her apartment, and she was beaten up by four attackers in broad daylight. I think they tried to steal her phone and her purse. Four of them. She said, they used their fist to hit my head multiple times, and then they pulled me down and kept kicking me. This elderly lady wants to be identified as Mrs. Wren. This is according to Fox News. Miss Wren has spent the last 2 years in her apartment over fears of COVID-19. She left for the very first time Sunday, only to be met by a mob of attackers in the hallway of her apartment complex. She said yesterday was one of the first days for a long time she went out, and this is what happened, according to her daughter, Ms. Zhang. Shortly after Ms. Wren left the apartment, she was approached by four juveniles, we're being told, who asked her what time it was. She responded, 5 o'clock. Okay, we're not talking 3 a.m. Okay, we're talking 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Then she showed the suspects her watch because she doesn't speak English and wasn't sure if they understood her. Then they start to search her body. She realized they were up to no good. Then they realized she had an iPhone 7. She refused to give up her phone, attempted to escape to a nearby elevator, trying to get to the doors that were quickly closing, but the suspects followed her into the elevator and then beat the crap out of her. She said they got really mad and pulled me down. Footage of the incident shows her being kicked and punched in the face as she lied on the ground. She tries to retreat to the hallway, but she couldn't close the door in time. The suspects return, steal her keys, and begin taking turns assaulting her. She said, I never expected this to happen. Or the daughter said, I never expected this to happen to us, even though we saw a lot of reporting. So, you know, she has now been limited to her apartment again. She's bedridden because she's pretty beat up and bruised badly. I wish there was a GoFundMe page. I'll find out because this sucks. Now the family hopes their story could serve as a cautionary tale to others in the community, hoping people will be on guard and cautious when they leave their homes. Now San Francisco has seen a wave of crimes, especially against their Asian residents. They make up about a third of the city's population since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. And in one instance, a group of three men specifically targeted Asian women across the area in over 70 robberies. And so, this is scary. This is frightening. And, you know, we live in the best country in the whole entire world. And we have freedoms. And it just seems to me that less and less we have those freedoms. We're not free to leave our apartment at 5 o'clock at night. We're not free to go to a restaurant without somebody kicking you out saying, oh, no, we have rules against vaccines. Now, thank God, those have started to be rolled back. But, no, you can't come back to America. You tested positive for a virus that everybody has. You know, it's changing. And I don't want to see America change. And I don't want to see people that don't feel they're safe. But you know, I opened with, you know, how I thought I would be a target being younger. Older people usually don't carry that much in their purse. Why would these individuals feel they needed to rob her and beat her up? I mean, I get the, you know what? I want to know I still got it. I want to know I can, I want to be challenged. Let me get in the ring and let me box or wrestle with somebody my size, my age. You know, this is an elderly woman and there's four of them. What is going on in there in the psychology of this? Is it that people are just all, I mean, I don't want to think that we're all animals. We are all animals at our core. But we didn't start randomly beating up on old people. Is that fun? I mean, am I completely missing out? I used to, you know, play Ms. Pac-Man for fun. After school at 5 o'clock, you know, at the mall. If I didn't have parents that had chores for me to do, I did though, but, you know. I was doing my homework. I was maybe playing a video game. Why aren't these people in jobs? Why aren't they in school? They're juveniles, so we're assuming they're under 18. And I get it's the summer, but then you're supposed to have a summer job. But to go to a random apartment, try to steal somebody's iPhone or whatever's in their purse, and beat them up. Are you completely out of your mind? You know, these gang fightings and the gang warfare, it doesn't get talked about as much. And one reason is because a lot of people might not really understand what's going on with the gangs and all that. But the gang violence that happens seems to somehow be a little easier to understand. It's sick and it shouldn't happen. But there's motives, there's competitions, there's gang wars. There's territory, there's drugs, there's money, there's payback, revenge. And so you don't hear people talk about how there's psychological issues with people involved in gang violence. And I think anybody killing anybody has obviously psychological issues. But this is, you know, what is the motive? They're not kicking her and blaming her for COVID. They are like, oh, yeah, well, you know, COVID is causing this. I don't know. I understand that you have people that would love to be racist and biased and discriminatory. And any time they... That's why we have such vehemently, you know, posts against Republicans and Democrats online. Because people could just go that blank, 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 blank Republican or blank, blank liberal and blah, 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 and they don't get in trouble for it. But if somebody is ticked off at women, or somebody's ticked off at elderly, or ticked off at whites, or ticked off at blacks, or ticked off at Mexicans, they, you know, or Hispanics, or, you know, they get checked. They could get canceled, depending on what they say. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, nowadays we just have people with so much hate, and they want to kick somebody. They want to... I mean, you know, older brothers are, this comes from when you're, you know, you have older siblings, and older siblings love to pick on their younger siblings. And these younger siblings can't really pick on anybody else. That's why you got to watch out for the pet. You got to make sure they don't take it out on the dog or cat or whatever. But you see, you're like, why are you doing that? You know, why, you know, well, because we can. No, that's not an excuse. You know, the people, they bully each other. They want to bully, they want to, but, you know, when you see a video like this, you're like, okay, this is a problem. We have people that are very, very sick that it's not that, you know, they want to get into a fight and find a challenge. They just want to beat up somebody weaker than them, which isn't very manly, by the way. That's the biggest cowardly BS I've ever seen. A 70-year-old woman, and it takes four of them. I mean, crazy. Godspeed. I hope she makes it out of this okay. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Do you
experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrat Joe Manchin supports a new reconciliation bill being put forth by Democrats titled the Inflation Reduction Act, despite his initial concerns about climate change spending. House Minority Leader from California Kevin McCarthy believes the bill might not actually reduce inflation.
Cut spending, stop spending so much money, fund the police, start producing American energy instead of going to Saudi Arabia asking OPEC to produce more. All of that, their policies have been wrong.
The president's doctor says Biden is feeling well during his bout with a COVID rebound. Dr. Kevin O'Connor releasing a memo saying Biden is fever-free and in good spirits despite another positive COVID test Wednesday. O'Connor adding Biden's vitals are all normal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So scientists have been able to reanimate dead cells in pigs, meaning bring these cells back to life, reversing death in some pig cells. Now, researchers are thinking, can we do this for humans? Researchers at Yale University used a new technology to restore cells in some organs of pigs that had just died, bringing back the animal cells back to function. The findings were published Wednesday in the scientific journal Nature. It has, raised some ethical questions about how medicine defines death and also teases new possibilities for the collection of human organs for transplant. Brendan Parent, who is an assistant professor at bioethics at the NYU Grossman School of Medicine, said his eyes went wide when he heard of this. Said, my brain went to all the crazy places we could go in 20 to 30 years. Now, he was not involved in the study, but he was asked by Nature to write a commentary. Now, the research is still early, experimental phase, many, many years from potential use in humans. But what it can be used for is when you have a heart attack and you have part of your heart muscle not working, it could hopefully extend that heart life by replacing those cells. They say the technology also shows potential to dramatically shift how organs are collected for transplant and increase their availability to patients in need. So when the heart stops beating, blood flow is cut from the body, a process called ischemia, and then a cascade of biochemical effects begins. Oxygen and nutrients get cut off from tissues, cells begin to die, and the path has seemed to be irreversible and snowball. This new research now challenges that idea. If they think they could stop the cell death, or halt it, or halt that cascade, you could then restore some function of cells that don't have to die in multiple organs. And hopefully, when something dies, all right, we think it's like all or nothing. But on the micro level, it could be a part of it. And so there are oftentimes moments before death, there's a way to salvage the other parts. Like, for example, when we use antibiotics to kill bacteria, some of the antibiotics work by breaking through the cell wall, causing the bacteria's cell wall to open. Well, that causes bacteria, obviously, to die. But does that cause them to die instantaneously? They still have the nucleus. They still have cytoplasm inside the cell, but within moments or seconds or milliseconds of the cell wall breaking open, that cell dies. Just like somebody getting shot and bleeding to death is still alive until they've lost enough blood, they pass out. Then if continually not enough blood comes, then everything stops. So there is a timeline, and in science, and this is where they're going to get around the ethical considerations somehow, is if they redefine what's dead. If a cell isn't necessarily dead until the nucleus stops, human isn't dead until, the last oxygen cell or the last cell can't use oxygen. That starts to redefine everything. You know, it's interesting. There's a saying we have in medicine and ER when you have a hypothermic patient where somebody's not dead until they're warm and dead. Because if you find somebody cold and you think they're dead, their pulse is really low, so low that you'll miss it. They're stiff. If it's a newly hypothermic patient, sometimes we'll warm them up and then call them dead. Now, I mean, if obviously they've been dead, you could tell. There's signs. But if it's new and they're frozen, they're done, you're not dead until you're warm and dead. And that's something that we learned in medical school, because somebody could be really, really cold and their cells still be alive. And, yes, they can come back without brain failure. And some people say, well, gosh, there's so much brain damage, it doesn't even matter. Sometimes when the body shuts down, it protects itself. So Dr. Ninad Sestan said that the demise of cells could be halted. He's a professor of neuroscience at the Yale School of Medicine and author of the research. He says, we restored some functions of cells across multiple organs that should have been dead. The Yale researchers accomplished this feat by constructing a system of pumps, sensors, and tubing that connects to pig arteries. They developed a formula with 13 medical drugs that can be mixed with blood and then pumped into the animal's cardiovascular systems. The research builds on previous work from Yale, which demonstrated that some damage to brain cells could be reversible after blood flow was cut off. Yale has filed a patent for the new technology, but is making its methods and protocols freely available for academic and nonprofit use. So the system is called Organ X. And the researchers caused heart attacks in pigs that had been anesthetized. Because, you know, animal studies have to be done with utmost... You know, I'm surprised that in research they've really limited a lot of the studies that cause you to kill animals. But the pigs were dead for about an hour, and the researchers cooled their bodies, used neural inhibitors to ensure the animals did not regain consciousness during subsequent experiments, because they had to make sure that this was as humane as possible. Then the researchers began to use an OrganX system. They compared, according to NBC, its performance against ECMO, which is a life support technology, ECMO, used in hospitals where the machine oxygenates blood and then circulates it through the body. It's kind of like a dialysis except for oxygen. OrganX restored circulation and prompted the repair of damaged cells. The scientists saw heart cells contract and electrical activity return. Other organs, such as the kidney, showed improvements. The pigs who were treated, this obviously their response startled researchers. I don't believe they woke up. So the animals were not conscious during these moments, and they don't have enough information to speculate. Oh, some of them moved. The dead pigs' heads and necks moved under their own power. The researchers view the neck jerk as an indication that some muscle function was restored after death. It's fascinating. So, you know, we've done amazing things in science. I don't necessarily want to bring somebody back from the dead. I mean, I would love my loved ones to come back, but, you know, especially since a lot of people die prematurely. Most men in my family die at age 62, 63. So it's not like my father had cancer and was, you know, 120 years old. He was only 62. So, you know, it would have been great to fix his heart and have him come back, but he was long gone. It was in Kansas. I was nowhere around, and, you know, it's a shame that, you know, it had to happen. But, you know, where I think the science could be fantastic is if there are parts of the body that are struggling to stay alive, and this could help with those cells. And I told you guys, when I see football players get concussions, give them oxygen. All right? A lot of our pathology is lack of oxygen. Our sleep apnea, not getting enough oxygen in our sleep, affects our heart, affects our metabolism, affects our brain. You know, we need oxygen. So I think a lot of oxygen-type therapy is going to be the key to staying young and staying mentally active and all that. Now, the question is always, what about Darwinian selection and survival of the fittest, natural selection and survival of the fittest? You know, are we doing wrong for humans trying to keep alive things that are dying? And, you know, I'm mixed on that because I get how, you know, if somebody has multiple issues and we're trying everything we can to keep them alive and they could still barely see and talk and feel, what trauma are we putting them through? But then you have other individuals like kids that'll get cancer. Like my uncle was only 13 when he got leukemia and died. And healthy boy, smart kid, could have, you know, he got a bad rap. If it was from the nuclear testing in the 50s, then it wasn't natural selection. It was an environmental cause. And I think we should fight things that hurt us environmentally. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you that are having trouble getting your staff to come back to work, you might want to hire this guy. The 80-year-old man that shot an armed robber, then had a heart attack the next day, went back to work. Good day. Actually, he had a heart attack later that day because it happened in the middle of the night at 3 in the morning. Craig Cope, 80 years old, is a business owner in Southern California, and he defended his store with a shotgun. He's pretty upset at local officials and politicians, saying they're not doing enough to deter crimes, and they have, quote, no clue what's really going on out here in the real world. And he had saved his life, as well as other people in the store at the time, by pulling out a shotgun and firing at the first of four armed robbers. He said, I'm not going to let them get the shot off first. He's 80 years old, Craig Cope, in Norco, California. He said the crime rate is escalating, and it's going to continue to escalate until they start putting the people away that are doing the bad things. His shootout was caught on surveillance footage. He did refrain from naming names as to who he's concerned about, but he said there's a whole lot of them, and they are creating major problems for business owners, in terms of he wouldn't name names of the politicians, and complained a lot of criminals are career criminals, and they need to be locked up. According to the Daily Mail, the way to prevent crimes like this from repeated occurring is to, quote, coming from Cope, put pressure on the politicians because they got no clue what's really going on out here in the real world. Cope was behind the counter of Norco Market and Liquor Shop in Norco, California. He noticed a gang of men armed with guns creeping up to the door before 3 a.m. He said there wasn't much time to think about it. 23-year-old man entered the store first with an AR-15 raised and ready to shoot. Cope immediately fired off a shotgun, hit the man in the arm. The whole group went scrambling, went to a nearby hospital, and then got arrested at the hospital. The guy had said, he shot my arm off, he shot my arm off. And you could hear him shouting frantically, runs back to the black BMW SUV, which deputies later said was also reported stolen. And the store owner described being forced into action. He was interviewed by Fox, saying, when you point that gun at me, and you're that close to me, and I see what you're carrying, I'm not waiting. And I agree. Your life comes first. Cope said the ordeal happened so quickly, he thinks the entire encounter lasted 10 seconds. From the moment the men parked the car to the moment he shot the suspect. He had under a second to think when the man pointed his assault rifle at him during an attempted robbery. He said, there's people that choose to be burglars, there's people that choose to be armed robbers. Then he suffered a heart attack later that day. He said he doesn't know what caused it, but he joked, maybe I'm just old. And he says he's feeling better. And then he went back to work. He went back to work. So far, one of the suspects, I think, is still hospitalized in critical but stable condition. The three other suspects have been taken into police custody, booked into the Robert Pressing Detention Center for robbery and conspiracy, and being held on $500,000 bail. And, of course, everybody's wearing masks. You know, as soon as I heard masks are going to be mandated, we called this. We were like, gosh, you're going to now walk up to a bake teller with a mask on. If you told me in the 1980s that we were going to be required by law to wear a mask when we walk up to a bank and talk to the teller, I would be like, are you, what stupid, what? Well, we're doing it because COVID. Well, if we don't do it for flu, why are we doing it for COVID? And now, and it stinks because you could identify somebody who was going to be a bad person by them wearing a mask. As soon as you saw somebody wearing a mask and hiding their identity, you would know, okay, something's up, and you might have a second or two to react. Now, everybody's still, people are shedding the mask now, but, for a period of time, everybody was wearing masks. Deputies responded to reports of an attempted robbery at 2:47 a.m. at the store on 800 block 6th Street in Norco near San Bernardino. Immediately following the incident, the criminals attempted to flee the scene. The getaway driver hit the accelerator, nearly leaving behind one of his accomplices. So Cope suffered a heart attack from the shock of the incident, had to be rushed to the hospital. He went home, and then he got back to work. I got to tell you, Godspeed. This is, it's sad. It's just horrifying to think that you know, we have such you know people out there causing such mayhem. Speaking of mayhem, victims of the Equifax credit rating scandal have spoken out. Apparently, millions were given false scores, and then it forced their mortgage rates to go up, false credit scores. CEO said the impact is going to be small, but people are furious. They say millions of furious Americans have been victim to this Equifax credit rating scandal. The company gave out false scores. CEO Mark Begor said he earns, from what we understand by Daily Mail, about $16 million a year. He said he brushed it off, or they said he brushed it off, by the impact would be, quote-unquote, small. Equifax is one of America's top credit rating companies. It reports on more than 200 million consumers, and apparently they sent inaccurate scores that were off by 25 points or more for consumers looking to apply to auto loans, mortgages, and credit cards. Many people said their credit scores downgraded between March 17th and April 6th, meaning in many cases their loan applications were rejected. Okay, that makes some sense, because I got an email saying I have a new credit score, and I'm like, well, I've been paying all my bills, and the score went down a little bit. And I'm like, what? How did the score go down? And, you know, it gives you some ideas, and they go, maybe it's because people are checking, you know, whenever you run credit. But I haven't bought anything. I haven't done anything. So you wonder if maybe part of that was this. The company rebuffed the credit issue, saying there was no shift for the vast majority of consumers during a three-week glitch. So people, they lost applications, they had higher interest rates if they didn't have to. Dozens of victims spoke out to Daily Mail on how they were forced to give up homes, pay these really higher interest rates, were denied car mortgages during March and April. Some saw their excellent, otherwise credit scores disappear overnight. The furious victims are blaming Equifax and the CEO. I'm not sure if there's going to be a lawsuit, but when there was a rabbi, Shalohim Halahawi, his credit score, which ranged from 811 to 820, dropped to 669. And, you know, it's crazy. And so for those of you that have a car loan or whatever, trying to get it refinanced, once you have the bad, it's, you signed on the line, you're stuck. I don't know how they did this, how they, you know, but we are very reliant on computers, we're reliant on these companies. You know, someone's like, well, we're going to see your credit score. And I get it. If you have bad credit, you don't pay your bills, other individuals that are going to loan you money need to know that. I think that's very fair. I shouldn't, but it apparently there's so many numbers and there's so much that it has to be managed by these companies. And it has to be done electronically. You know, it can't just be, well, we called, you know, the olden days, it's like, who owns your home and who owns your car? You call them. If they go, they don't pay their bills, that was it. Well, you know, now there's a more objective way of doing it. But if the company screws up, you're screwed. And I'm telling you right now, with everything going on with the economy, our rates are going to go up. Whether they're raising the interest rates or whether it's just they know people won't pay or people are going to be denied credit. This recession we're in now, or we're coming into, is going to be, yeah, so just keep an eye on your scores. To think that somebody could, you know, some computer glitch could mess you up like this is frustrating, but people are speaking out. Wouldn't be surprised if they sue. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hand
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.